Southern African leaders have announced a phased withdrawal of their troops from Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, Democratic Republic of the Congo, where they have been assisting the Congolese government in its fight against the Rwandan-backed M23 rebels. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The decision was made during a virtual summit of the 16-member Southern African Development Community, SADC, held in Harare, Zimbabwe, on Thursday. Why were SADC troops deployed? The troops, mainly from South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania, were deployed 2 years ago to support the Congolese army as M23 rebels seized control of large parts of Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo's mineral-rich territories. However, despite their presence, the M23 has continued to advance, capturing key cities, including Goma in January and Bukavu last month. The conflict has had a devastating impact. Thousands have been killed. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced, leaving them without shelter. There are fears the fighting could escalate into a wider regional conflict. Mounting casualties and political pressure. The SADC withdrawal follows a deadly January offensive, during which at least 19 soldiers from South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania were killed when M23 rebels overran Goma, the largest city in the region. South Africa's deployment, in particular, has been heavily criticized by the public and opposition parties following the deaths of its soldiers. Political analyst Sandile Swanda said that South Africa's involvement had become an embarrassing situation. "The rebels are very strong. This is a full-on war, and South Africa is hardly ready for any such war," he said. He added that no SADC country was adequately prepared for the conflict psychologically, militarily, or politically. In February, Malawi's president announced his country's intention to withdraw its troops, though he did not provide a reason. What's next for Democratic Republic of the Congo? Despite the troop withdrawal, SADC leaders emphasized their commitment to supporting diplomatic and political solutions to the conflict. "Even though troops will be withdrawn, the bloc will continue to support interventions aimed at bringing lasting peace," SADC leaders said in a statement. However, previous peace efforts in Democratic Republic of the Congo have largely failed, with repeated diplomatic attempts unable to halt the M23's resurgence. It remains unclear how many SADC troops were deployed in Democratic Republic of the Congo, but the original plan involved 5,000 soldiers, including 2,900 from South Africa, with the rest shared between Malawi and Tanzania. With regional forces pulling out, the Congolese army now faces the daunting challenge of stopping M23's advance, without direct support from SADC troops. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.